Hey guys, welcome to the Broke Sister Podcast. I'm Ashley, one of the co-hosts.
And I'm Cassidy, your other co-host.
So in today's first episode, we just want to give you guys a little summary about us and why we decided to start a podcast. We're currently under a pandemic, so we just thought what a great time it is to start a podcast. We took it upon ourselves. We were like, hey, we're funny, or we think we're funny, why not go ahead and start one?
Yeah, and I feel like we also have a lot to say. I feel like we have opinions on everything that we see, so we just...
Is that a good thing?
I don't know, maybe, maybe not, but that's why we're saying it out loud.
I feel like people's like, well, my opinion, and be like, did anyone really... ask you for your opinion?
Yeah, you know how people are like, well, it's a good thing I didn't ask, but
I know if we would have took a vote, people would have been like, you know what, maybe not yet. But we went ahead and just said, to hell with it, let's start a podcast. I am currently employed, considered, you know, middle class, but I want to be in upper class, so yeah. I'm broke compared to them.
Same. I want to be upper class. And with this whole coronavirus, I did lose my job. So I definitely am broke. And
so you're currently unemployed?
I'm currently unemployed and didn't have anything better to do. Because even with the whole corona thing, there was like no jobs hiring anyways. Yeah. So I was stuck at home.
What's funny, and you guys will soon find out, that out of the two of us, I may be the brokest one compared to Cassidy, because Cassidy, yes, she is unemployed, but she lives her life like she makes at least 100K a year. Cassidy spends money, doesn't care, lives her life, and I don't know how.
You know, it's funny you say that, because we both are broke, and I'm the unemployed one now, but I was employed before, you guys. The other day, I opened my purse, and I found $5 cash, and I never have cash, but I was
excited.
Wait,
so are you admitting that you got excited over $5?
Who doesn't get excited over money?
I actually have...
That you didn't know you had.
I don't know if this is something that I should admit, like, if this is something that... you know, one day I will get judged for. God is looking down and saying, you know what, you're not a good person. So I'm married, and I do, you know, the laundry in my household for my husband and I, and he will leave money in his pocket, and I will take it, and I will not tell him.
I don't think you're a bad person for that, and if I see change anywhere, I'm taking it. And, you know, I think, like, people might make fun of me because I have two Ziploc bags full of coins.
I have seen that bag.
Yes, and one of them is full of quarters, nickels, dimes, and the other one is just straight up pennies. But I'm keeping both, because you know what, you never know when you're gonna need change. And one day when I am bored, because I have done this before, I just get the rolls and then I deposit it into my bank account. But here's the trick. I deposited into my savings account because, you know, I wasn't really counting on the change. And now I have $20 extra in my savings account.
That's actually really good. If I ever have change, I have no shame in my game. I've been one of those people who will go to Taco Bell and order, let's say, like $10 worth of food and pull the quarters out. I've done that, and I've gotten in trouble for that as well.
I feel like... money is money, so whether they like it or not, they should take it. Now, I
just think he didn't want to count it all, so he said we couldn't do that anymore, and I said, okay, that's fine, well, next time I won't do it, and I did it, like, two times after that.
Yeah, I'm not that inconsiderate. I'm not gonna give $10 worth of,
like you said, money is
change,
money.
But I do give, if I have change in my, because I usually keep change in my cup holders, it's just sitting there, and if I have, like, $3, if the total is $3.67, I have those 67 cents and those $3, so I'm gonna give you the exact amount.
We do want to introduce ourselves a little more. I know that we mentioned that we were, you know, I was unemployed and my sister's unemployed, but a little about me. Ashley. So I, out of the two, am the older one. I'm also newly married. I mean, would you consider myself newly married still? We're under a year.
I mean, I guess.
We're under a year, but we've been together before we were married 8 years. Yeah. So we're not like newlyweds into the relationship, but we are like legally bound. I have two dogs, no kids.
There's not really anything super interesting about me. Like I said, I'm Cassidy. I'm the younger one. I'm 20 years old. And me and Ashley are, what,
five years apart? I feel like we're not like too far apart in a sense of like I'm super older than you, but I think where we have a really good balance where it's like we're 5 years apart, so we're still close enough, but we also have different ideas of things just because you're from like almost a different generation than me. You're more of the extravagant one.
Where me and my sister are like completely different but also like the complete same, because I can me and Ashley will hang out and we're like, oh my god, we're so different. How can we even hang out with each other? And then I try to go like find a friend or be friends with someone else, and my sister will do the same thing. And I'm like, yeah, I gotta go back to my sister because nobody in this world likes anything that I like, and she's the only one that likes the same things that I do.
I feel it's funny because I think like when you say that, you would have to be a little more like descriptive as to what you mean, because you're so different. I think what I like want to say is that we're probably the same, but we go about things is a little bit differently as well, like even in our like day to day. So your personality, like we may have the same thoughts, I would go about it super differently than you, where you're like very out in the open and in someone's face, and I'm like, you know what, let's talk about it. If we went to the store, like I love Target. If we were at the store and I, let's say I wanted a shirt from Target and I couldn't find the shirt, I'd be like, damn, like I can't find the shirt. Like, too bad, so sad. Go about my day. Cassidy is like, no. Someone's going to help me find the shirt because I know they have to have it here.
Definitely, because if I'm not going to go home without the shirt that I really want without making sure I did everything I could to get it. So obviously I'm going to ask an employee for help. Why wouldn't I? That's why they work there.
I know, but even then the way you would go about it though, you'd be very like loud. You're like, excuse me, the help here?
You know what? I can't help it if my voice is just a little louder. But I don't mean to be like rah-rah in someone's face. Yeah. I just mean to say like, hi, excuse me, I'm looking for this shirt. You got it?
That's how you think you sound, not. But you do not sound like that. We were out this week. You would I can't even say it. Like, you were just very like, like if I didn't know you in a personal level, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is so like stuck up, because we were at like these nice stores.
And you're like, sir,
I don't want that. I want this. And if you don't have it, just let me know, because I don't want to waste my time.
I could not have said it any better myself.
I know, but I was just like, oh my god, that's, like, this is, like, not correct. I would have been like, oh my gosh, like, you don't have the shoe? That's fine. Like, it's okay.
Well, it was okay that they didn't have it.
No, you weren't saying that. You're just like, oh, you don't have it? That's fine. Like, okay. Like, fine.
I was already upset that day because I left the house for a specific reason and I wasn't getting what I wanted. So that was the problem right there.
I don't know. If someone told me to describe Cassidy, I'd be like, oh, Cassidy, she has a nasty ass attitude. she's so rude. she's so rude, but she means well.
Well, you know what, you guys? That's my sister for you. She thinks I have a nasty attitude and that I'm stuck up. And if I were to explain Ashley, I would say, well, you know, she's a really sweet person, really generous. She's just scared of anything that walks and speaks and breathes, unless it's an old elderly person or an animal. But not then even, she's okay.
No, not even that, because with strangers, I can get a little rah-rah too. It's just like,
yeah,
it's
but your rah-rah is like sophisticated rah-rah, and we don't have time for that when we're gonna be rah-rah. We need to.
Oh, you should have seen me the other day. Tim had purchased something online, and I guess he had gotten it. It wasn't like fitting well, whatever the case may be. So he wanted to return it, but I guess it was like a brand that was like excluded from returns. But it didn't say that anywhere on the website. And the girl kept like on the phone. She kept telling him like, okay, well, if you go on whatever the website, / whatever, like go to a specific page, you will see the return policy. I said, that's fine, ma'am. But unless you told me during the return process that, hey, read our return policy before returning.
You mean the buying process?
No, when he was going to return it. Didn't he already had bought it and then it didn't like fit him. So he wanted to return it and get his money back.
Okay.
Anyways, so he's trying to return it, and this girl's, like, giving him the whole return policy. I'm like, that's fine. Does that say it on your website? Yeah, you have to go to the specific site. I'm like, I'm not going to go on your from your website to go to a different website to then read your return policy. Your return policy should be right there.
Yeah, it should be right there, loud and
loud. Oh, and clear. She was giving me the – oh, and I got pissed off. I'm like, ma'am, can you just – I pulled the manager card. I'm like, can I speak to your manager?
Oh, no.
Because we need to get this.
Can I speak to your manager,
I was
girl?
Like, you can't help me. Like, I completely understand that. But someone, I believe me, is going to help me today. And she's like, oh, I will put in a ticket and someone will call you in 8 hours. I'm like, no. I will hold. Get someone on the phone right now. And guess what? He got a refund. So
you're like those girls. Have you ever seen the memes that
I'm a meme?
Yeah, the boyfriend is in the back, like follow, and the girlfriend is in the front running, and the meme is like me following my girlfriend to go like defend me after after like,
have
they
you
got
seen
my
the meme?
Order wrong.
I thought you were gonna say the meme of like when they're at a register and the guy's behind the girl hugging her and whispers in his ear like, thanks, babe. And
no,
the girl is about
never
to pay.
Seen that one.
It's like, oh, when your girl's the one with the money.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't seen that one. I actually wanted to mention this earlier when I was talking about myself, but just a fun fact about me and Ashley. I am Ashley's only sibling. They share the same mom, but I have
like 700.
First of all, that was kind of rude.
Yeah, three boys, two girls.
Yeah, three boys
and
two
girls.
So I have
you,
five
it's
other
six.
Siblings, and from my dad's side,
Cassie's siblings, they're hilarious. So she has like literally from ages what, like 22
up to three, yeah,
and they're all like very different personalities, I would say.
Yeah,
but they're all hilarious in their own way.
There's one, my little sister, she's not the youngest one, she's actually
she's middle.
Just turned she's a middle sibling, and I think she's about to be 17. Yeah, anyways, she is just like Ashley. I tell them this all the time, like they don't really interact, but they're just alike.
Since it's our first episode, you know, we are just, you know, talking a little bit of everything. One, which I still don't understand, is why is there a shortage of toilet paper? I don't understand.
Honestly, I don't know why people went crazy over the toilet paper either. I mean, I guess I understand, like, if you're home and you're like, oh my God, wait, I'm gonna need toilet paper, you know, if things did close down. I only have one specific brand of toilet paper that I use. And that specific brand was a goner. I didn't see it. I was lucky enough to get the packages, like the packs that I did. And I actually still have them. But that toilet paper was really hard to find. And I was really upset because who wants to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go find toilet paper?
Yeah, I know. That was stressing me out. And like, I would only get toilet paper because there was no toilet paper so that I can make sure that I had. But like, luckily, I never went without toilet paper. But another thing I noticed now, it's like, I feel like everything is going in stages. So first it was a toilet paper. Then there was like a shortage in board games. And I went to Target the other day and there was no men underwear. So I don't know what is happening.
One time I went, I forgot what store I went to. There was no batteries. And then all the meat was gone.
Oh my
God. At every store you went to, no meat.
That, my Publix supermarket had no meat for like 2 weeks, and I didn't understand why. And I'm like, are you guys even getting shipments at this point? Because I come here every other day and there's like, I can't even normal grocery shop, not even stock up. It was like, I do grocery shopping every Friday and I couldn't even do grocery shopping because there was nothing. And my Publix is like main, I live like in an older like area. And I don't know if they were just like stocking up or people would call them and say like, hey, come early in the morning and take all the freaking chicken. But that's what was happening.
No, seriously, that's like so annoying. I mean, I don't cook, but it starts to interfere with my meals when Ashley can't make her, when Ashley can't do her grocery shopping.
I know.
Because I eat her food that she cooks.
Facts.
So now there's a problem. Now there's a problem with me and her.
I don't know. Quarantine life is just like not for
me. Quarantine life is not for me either, because they opened up one store and here I was straightening my hair, getting my eyebrows done, and walking out and stepping out of the car like, hi guys, I'm back.
I think that's like one of the things about quarantine that I also don't like, is that like I also realize that I could be a little vain and shallow, because I feel my best when my nails are done, my eyebrows are done,
and that's a fact,
and my hair, and I haven't been able to do any of those things. So now I'm just like F life, don't talk to me all that stuff is done, and I'll be in a good mood, and then I'm ready to take on the world.
That's honestly how I felt, and the whole time I was like, oh my god, I look like a man, my eyebrows are so bushy, don't talk to me, my fingers look like little boy fingers. I was so upset. Actually, this week that just passed, the mall finally opened, and I was able to get my eyebrows done. And I have a nail appointment tomorrow, so I straightened my hair today, and now I'm starting to feel better. Ask Ashley how many times I have literally told her, oh my god, my eyebrows look so good.
I know, it's kind of annoying. Like, we're wearing masks everywhere we go, so half her face is covered, and all you see is her eyes and eyebrows, and she's like, oh my god, my eyebrows look so good.
Because they do. And I just feel like as long as your eyebrows are good, you can feel good about yourself.
No, I agree with that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, at least that's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like you can have a very crappy day, but if your eyebrows are done, like, you're fine.
Yeah, I also feel like since I have, when my eyebrows are done, obviously there's less hair in my face, and it looks like I'm breaking out less when my eyebrows are done, because I do have that acne problem.
Your acne problem, I feel like, can probably benefit us. Maybe like one day Neutrogena will sponsor us and hit us up and say, hey, you know what? Let's start this partnership.
Yeah, maybe one day, but is it gonna work though? Because what I'm looking for is something that's gonna work, and I've tried almost like everything. But you know what I haven't tried? You know, the consistently drinking water.
Water is key. Everyone says that.
Yeah, everyone does say that, but like, who wants to drink flavorless water when you can drink Coke?
So our podcast name, The Broke Sisters, it just comes from, because we just have funny little things that come up in our lives, or funny little situations that happen to us, because we are broke. I'm the weirdest person when it comes to money. Like, so here in Florida, like, the most common known supermarket is Publix, and they do a lot of BOGOs, like buy one, get one. And there's certain repeat items that they do, and because I know that they go on sale, I refuse to buy them at regular price. Like, there's pasta boxes that cost, what, like $1.50, and I will not buy it because I know that Publix does them buy one, get one free. And I refuse to purchase an extra box for $1.50.
I feel like that's the smart thing to do, though.
But you're also the one to penny pinch on a BOGO, but will then wake up and be like, you know what? I think I need to buy a new purse. So I didn't spend the $1.50 on this pasta, but I'm about to drop a minimum of $1,200 on this purse.
Yeah, because I need a new one. For me, it's all about like I guess you can say my priorities are a little messed up. Because why would I buy the pasta when I know I can just eat the pasta at Ashley's house? Because she's going to buy pasta regardless because she has to cook. Because like you guys heard, she's a married woman and she needs to feed her man and her little sister. Me, on the other hand, I don't need to feed anybody but myself. And that's going to happen at my sister's house. So I'm going to go buy that $1,200 purse because that's what I need the most right now. I need to look good.
I guess.
And feel good. And honestly, when I buy like purchases like that, like a new purse, new shoes, stuff like that, that's what makes me happy. That sounds kind of bad.
It makes me happy in the moment, and literally like when it's a big purchase like that, like I'm like all for it in that second. As soon as I leave the store with this big item, I am shitting my pants, sweating bullets, contemplating if I made the correct decision, wanting to go back to the store to return it because I'm like, oh my God, I cannot leave the store with
this. That's where we're the complete opposite, because I leave the store and I'm the happiest I've ever been in like days. I'm like, oh my God, I just got a new purse. I get more nervous spending $12 on a Forever 21 t-shirt than I do spending $1,200 on a new purse.
Yeah,
I know that sounds really bad, but it's the truth.
That's hilarious. The only thing, like, with me is, like, it depends. Because I can do a large purchase on, like, furniture, obviously, and stuff like that. Because furniture is always expensive. You know, you're always going to be spending more than $1,000 on it.
Yeah.
But, like, again, when it comes to, like, a small item that I'm not going to use on a daily basis.
Maybe that's where, like, age comes into play.
Alrighty guys, this is it for episode 1 of The Broke Sisters. You can follow us on Instagram at The Broke Sisters, and that's the with two E's. Cassidy does not have an Instagram page, but I do. My Instagram page is What Ashley Thinks. And then we are also going to upload this on YouTube. And the YouTube channel is going to be The Broke Sisters. Again, the is with two E's. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and share. If you guys have any topics you guys want us to discuss or any questions you have for us or any suggestions, just let us know. And we'd be more than happy to talk about them in the next episode.
And that's Ashley with A-S-H-L-E-Y. You know, people spell it crazy nowadays, so I just wanted to be specific. I do have a Twitter, though, you guys. Yes, you can follow me at Cassidy Nicole. So that's the at sign and then the A-T, Cassidy Nicole.
Alrighty, guys. Bye. See you next Tuesday.
Peace.